Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Urbanski. Batting second. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick Gieselman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Huck Betts. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Huck Betts. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gieselman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kernig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gieselman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitney. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Whitney steals second. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Gieselman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gieselman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Warnicki covering, for the out. One out. Huck Betts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Urbanski hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betts moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Betts moves to third. Jordan moves to second. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Betts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gieselman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurrer hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warnicki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English strikes out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Gieselman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gieselman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gieselman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Huck Betts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Betts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Urbanski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Urbanski reaches second base with a double. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jordan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gieselman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Betts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Urbanski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berger moves to third. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spurrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Gieselman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gieselman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gieselman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Huck Betts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Betts bunts towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Gieselman moves to second. One out. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Urbanski hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Warnicki hits a pop-up towards third. Gieselman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burger strikes out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. One out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dick Gieselman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gieselman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gieselman bunts towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparrer moves to second. One out. Joe Mowry pinch hits for Huck Betts. Joe Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparrer scores. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Urbanski bunts towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mowry moves to second. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jordan strikes out. There goes Mowry. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Urbanski. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gieselman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 4 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Warnicki hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 4 in the game. English hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 4 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Braves won. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sparrer strikes out. One out. Dick Gieselman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gieselman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gieselman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse bunts towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Gieselman moves to second. Two outs. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Urbanski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Urbanski reaches second base with a double. Gieselman scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.